the featherweight division is looking at one of the glamour divisions in the UFC right now. You know, it's so many exciting fights at the top of this division. If you get through this fight, how far away do you think you're realistically going to be from a title shot? One fight, two fights?
Oh, it puts me right there, dude. That's not my job to pick fights. You know, you ask Sean Shelby or them guys, and it's all about the fights and how they play out, man. It's a big weekend, a lot of fights that people are going to be tuned into on the featherweight division. So it's just going in there and handling my business. I'm not worried about anybody else. I care less what Max Holloway's doing, what anybody else fucking doing, man. I'm worried about me and doing my thing and going in there and dominating, getting a good win. And then we'll talk about business later.
Well, you certainly did your thing back at 189. I was over for that fight. That was an incredible fight to watch, you and Dennis Bermudez.
Thank you.
What was the reaction like for that victory? Because it was a real back and forth war. You both had your successes during the fight, but you finished it in as decisive a way as you could finish a fight, really.
Yeah, if you could actually see my reaction on that fight, I think that speaks for it all, dude. It speaks volume. I went nuts, man. I blacked out. My coaches had to come get me outside the ring. You know, I was flexing on Arnold, shaking hands with Mike Tyson and Lorenzo. So I was a sky high feeling, dude, on one of the biggest fight cards to date this year. And you know, here I am back at it. You know, I always tell people, you know, my best fight's always my next fight. So, you know, stay tuned.
And it's an interesting situation. The two guys who are going to be competing for the title, both of them could conceivably be out of the division after this fight. Conor McGregor's talking about moving up. Jose Aldo has suggested that he might move up. There's also been talk that he might even retire, depending on how the fight goes. That opens the door hugely for someone like yourself with a big win this weekend.
I don't rely on that, dude. People talk about retirement and bullshit all the time. That's just fucking nonsense. You know, we're here to make money, make fights, and, you know, like I said, man, after a dominating win, it'll all speak to itself. You know, I don't worry about the bullshit. You know, right now I'm focused on Max Holloway. He's my biggest fight and test to date, so that's got all my focus. Whether Conor McGregor's jacking off in the back room or not, dude, I really don't care, dude.
I just see the fight finishing on the weekend.
Me?
Yeah, how'd you see yourself finishing him?
Whether it's by knockout or submission, whatever, dude, I'm going to dominate. I'm going to go in there and dominate. He's going to be looking to point fight, run all over the octagon, and do his thing. And I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be able to keep up. I'm going to put a heavy pressure on him. And like I said, man, I'm going to dominate in all aspects of the game.
Best of luck. Looking forward to this. Hey, thank you.